After Borden's letter had been mailed, Frank's name was again brought to the attention of the FBI by another purveyor of hearsay, Corbin Allardyce, who was an AEC employee prior to replacing Borden at the JCAE, was apparently encouraged by someone unfriendly to Oppenheimer to rekindle the suspicion that Frank was Chevalier's contact. Allardyce reported having been informed by a source whom he believed to be extremely reliable that J. Robert Oppenheimer had stated that his contact in the Eltonton-Hoken Chevalier espionage apparatus had been his own brother, Frank Oppenheimer. Allardyce further stated, which suggests that his informant had some familiarity with Oppenheimer's FBI dossier, that he didn't think this information was in the FBI's record on the case. He suggested that if the FBI wished to check out his tip, they should interview John Lansdale, who was then practicing law in Cleveland. Lansdale was interviewed on December 16th, but the day before, another of Grove's wartime assistants, William Considine, Allardyce's friend and therefore most likely his reliable informant, spoke to an FBI agent. The FBI summary, written on December 18th, has Considine telling the following story.